This is Yarena from Gwended, and you're listening to the Metal Pit Podcast.
Welcome to the Metal Pit Podcast. I am your host, Blake, and this episode is different than our usual episodes as we're going to have an interview with two of the members of the Doom supergroup Legions of Doom that our writer Lance Hall did recently. And so we're going to play that in a few minutes. But first, I'm going to just give you an update on the website. So make sure you check out our website, which is www.themetalpit.org. We have a new look homepage with some different graphics on it. And hopefully it looks a little more interesting than what it used to look like. And check out, we got some new album reviews recently. We got the new Blood Incantation album review, which comes out in a couple of weeks. We got a classic album review of the black metal band Satyricon and their 1996 album. And we got a review of Cult of Sorrow and, of course, the Black Dahlia Murder. And that album is coming out in a couple of weeks as well. And we have the return of an old feature on the website called Metal Maiden of the Month, which is an interview with a female, either a member of a band or just a female that likes metal and likes to promote metal. And we're bringing that feature back very shortly. Make sure you follow us on our social medias, which is Facebook and Instagram at The Metal Pit. And you can follow the podcast at The Metal Pit Podcast on Instagram. And the podcast also has a website now, which is www.themetalpitpodcast.com. Also on the website, we hope we have a video plan on the page of a band, and hopefully we'll change that every day if I can keep up to that. So make sure you check out our website every day for a new, not necessarily a new video, but a different video every day. If you're out there listening and think you'd like to volunteer as a writer for The Metal Pit, make sure you send me an email, which is info@themetalpit.org, and tell me why you'd like to be a writer on The Metal Pit, and I'll give you all the information. We have lots of North American writers, but we would especially love to get a few more European writers. So now let's get to the interview with Legions of Doom. Now, if anybody doesn't know who Legions of Doom is, because this is actually their debut album, but of course this is a super group, and it started out back with the band Trouble, of course, which had Eric Wagner in it, of course, and Ron Holzner was a part of it. And then they split into kind of two groups, and then there was one group called The Skull, which had two great albums out. And then in 2021, singer Eric Wagner passed away from COVID symptoms. And then the remaining members decided to join together, bring in a couple new people, and form this group called Legions of Doom, and finish the album that Eric Wagner had started to write before his passing. And so the album is called The Skull 3, which has been out for a week. So if you haven't checked that out yet, make sure you do, because it's a great album. Great Doom album. So our writer Lance Hall interviewed Ron Holzner, the bass player, this one of the singers, Carl Agel, or Agel, sorry if I'm saying that wrong. And he was formerly in groups Lie Heavy, Leadfoot, Corrosion of Conformity. And then we have another singer with Scott Riegers, who was in the doom metal band Saint Vitus. And then, of course, we have on the drums is Henry Vasquez, formerly of St. Vitus, Pentagram, and Blood of the Sun. And we have guitarist Scott Little, who was in Leadfoot, and also second guitarist Lothar Keller, who was in The Skull with Ron there. So this interview is by Lance Hall, so make sure you check it out. And again, like I said, the album's been out for a week, so make sure you listen to the album, especially if you like doom metal. And here is the interview with Legions of Doom.
Lance Hall here for the Metal Pit tonight, doing an interview with a couple of members of the Legions of Doom. We have Carl and Ron with us tonight. Gentlemen, how you doing?
Good. I'm good. Wonderful.
Damn, I got to tell you, this goes back a long ways for me. I first heard The Skull album when it came out back in 85 on a rock station. I live in northern Vermont. Our rock station was out of Montreal, Canada. And on Friday nights, they would do this metal show. And I remember tuning in one night and hearing them talking about this band called Trouble and this album called The Skull. And they played Prayer for the Dying. And I was hooked. Hooked.
Yeah, Pray for the Dead is a badass song. That one played a lot for years.
And I'll tell you what, really, fast forward a number of years later, I went and saw Clutch one night, mm-hmm. and they had a band called The Sword opening for them.
Oh, yeah.
And they do a song called How Heavy This Axe, and the intro on that sounds a lot like the intro to Prayer. The minute they launched into it, I'm like, oh, my God, this is like Trouble, you know?
Yeah, that happens a lot. Yeah. I mean,
they kind of take it a different direction after that, but that initial first intro it gave me goosebumps. Gave me goosebumps.
That's cool. I mean, that album really was heavy as hell, especially at that time. There was nothing like it.
Yeah,
you know, most of it was really fast and more Venom wasn't that fast, but it was like, you know, Slayer and all the thrash metal bands are out there, but Trouble, that record was, that was something special, that one.
Absolutely. I agree. You know, but let's talk about your record. You've got a band please. Called Legions of Doom, the album The Skull 3. It's coming out this coming Friday, the 13th on TP Records. I've heard an advanced copy. Fabulous stuff, guys. Fabulous awesome. Stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Talk to me a little bit about how it came together. I mean, you guys have probably told the story a million times, but there's somebody listening here tonight that's going to hear this that doesn't know the story. Give us just a little bit of a background, whoever wants to go with it.
Okay, we had a band called The Skull, myself and Lothar Keller with Eric Wagner. It was me and Eric from Trouble, and we did this after we were both out of the Trouble band, and we did two Skull records, which, you know, it was, you know, various members joined us, but it was some good records that we thought, you know, and we...
Awesome records.
Awesome, thank you. And we're writing a third one, and we're about 80% of the way there, writing it with Eric, and he wanted to take a break on that writing and finish his solo record, which he did, put that out, and then we went on tour. We're going to continue working on the record after the tour ended, and that tour, Eric Wagner caught COVID, and he ended up dying. Mm. So, you know, and I wasn't sure if I was going to play again. It was one of them things where, okay, what do I do now? You know, and it took me a while. I'm like, and Carl was the first person I called. I'm like, dude, you want to put together something? You want to jam? You want to get together? And I'm like, if he said yes, then I would come out of my little semi-retirement. And I wanted to, old friend, I wanted to be in a band with this guy. I wanted to play music with him. And I said, would you like to play somebody's Skull song and do a tribute memorial show for Eric Wagner? And that's how it started. So we did a couple Eric Wagner tribute memorial shows after he died. And then Scott Rieger's joined up because he wanted to be part of it. And we did the second memorial show. We end up, because I wanted to play some COC songs. I wanted to play Vitus, you know. I've been playing the Skull stuff in Trouble for so long. I wanted to have some fun, you know.
Yeah.
So we put together a little side band and opened for ourselves at one of the memorials and called it Legion of Doom, just as a joke, you know. And the people dug it right away. Festival said, hey, you guys want to come play Europe? We're like, okay, I guess we better think about this. And because I never really thought about continuing to Skull or doing something different than it with these group of guys. We're like, did the memorial shows. I'm like, would you guys help me finish this Skull record that we were doing? And then we'll continue as a band and do our own records, but let's finish this and play some shows and mix in COC and Vitus and all that stuff. And we all came together and finished a record and put this wonderful thing out, man. I'm proud as hell. And I love jamming with these guys.
Cool. Carl, when you came in, you know, what was your thought with things?
Well, I was, so rewind a little bit. I've got a band in North Carolina called Lie Heavy that I was just doing, and we signed a Heavy Psych Sounds and all this. But before all that, it was going to be our first show. It was going to be opening up for the Skull and the Obsessed. And we were super excited. We're like, holy shit, we get to play with our friends. Man, Ron gets to see my new project. And we were super psyched, and then we were waiting and waiting, and then we're like, holy shit, they're not going to show up. And the Obsessed showed up, and then we found out that on that very tour that they were on, that members of the band had caught COVID, and Eric ultimately paid paid the ultimate price on that. And I got word, and it was just heartbreaking. So it was a really pivotal moment for me, and I was obviously just waiting to see what was going to happen, and trying to figure out where I was going with my thing. And then, as Ron mentioned earlier, he about 9 months, I guess, later from all that, he reached out to me and said, "Hey, man, you want to do this? Do you want to do some memorial stuff?" And I was like, kind of, to be honest with you, shitting my pants. Like, I'm super honored, but these are some canoe sized, aircraft carrier sized shoes, boots to put on. The Eric Wagner is Eric Wagner, and I'm like, I don't know if I can pull it off. He's like, "Yeah, come on, you can do it." And I came out, and it felt right. And there we were doing it in front of friends and family, everybody that mattered, and they gave their thumbs up. And so, coming into it, I was like, this is really life affirming, and we're honoring Eric, and it feels good, it feels right, it doesn't feel exploitative or weird in any way, it just feels natural. And I think, the best, I always bring this line up, but we went over to Germany, and I was, thinking, what are the Germans who have no filter, what are they going to say? And got over there, and at the last show, this big festival with me and Riegers and everybody, I came off stage, and I was like, "Man, I hope they liked it." And this guy comes up to me, this old metal, and he's like, "Eric is smiling. Eric is smiling." And that was the vibe. People were just kept giving us good vibes and encouraging us. So
Most of the Germans liked it. There's one who doesn't.
I no comment. Yeah. But
He probably
yeah.
hates Easter Bunny too.
Yeah, that guy.
That guy,
No,
yeah.
but
There's always
I can't.
that guy, you
Oh,
know?
there's always that guy. Well, I tend to ramble on, but the long story short, it's felt really right, really natural. And like Ron said, it's a bunch of guys who know how to play the shit out of their instruments and have been doing it forever. And when we get together, there's just not a lot of fuss. It's just like, hey, let's do this. And we do it. And again, I feel like, I was Scott Riggers and I, there's my girlfriend,
Here's Carl.
Stinky
Say,
B.
wave to Carl. Here he is. Here's
That's my
Carl.
girl.
Here's Carl.
That's
Say
my
hi to
girl.
me.
I love that cat. Anyway, so I just it's all been working out. It's been really cool. And Eric and I mean Eric, sorry, Scott and I were handed these lyrics, and mostly finished, and some also obviously written by Ron to make things happen. And I'm just summing it up, but it was we just had to put our spin on it and do our best, and I feel like we did a good job.
Cool. What was it like? I'll start with Ron and then I'll go to Carl. Ron, what was it like to like, had you seen those lyrics before or when they, the family was able to access Eric's computer?
No, I he sent me some over he used to send them to me ever periodically to check over, but he kept changing. He would take verses and move them, so I had bits and pieces. And I'm like, going, these bits and pieces, I can't do a record with this. And when after he died, I had to go retrieve his stuff from the funeral home. They were gonna burn it. They were gonna
What, cremated?
cremate him with all this stuff. I'm like, fuck that, give me his stuff, you know? And I thought it had the book in there, and it was just a book of lyrics of what we were doing on a tour, but it had his crosses and rings and stuff I can give to his family and a cell phone. So I got that all to the family, and they're like, they don't have any of his passwords. I'm like going, oh, I don't really want to put different lyrics on these songs. It's like, I just wanted to just not even do it, you know? But when they finally were able to access the computer, they got a hold of me, like, hey, we got into the computer and there's a file that says New Skull Record with all these lyrics. So I'm like, please send them to me, you know? So they sent them to me, and I had to put them to the song. So I had to really arrange them to what we had. And some he had more words, so I was able to edit it and put stuff to the side. So I had a pile of lyrics that he sent me over to years and what we didn't use, and I was able to fill out the last song. Then there was one song that I just had like a couple lines left over that I kind of used that and used it as inspiration. I wrote the lyrics to the one song, Lost Soul. Those are my lyrics.
Cool.
Just a couple lines of Eric, and I just make it creepy. And Scotty sang it really, really creepy. So it worked out good, you know, but it was hard to put the lyrics to the music. You know, it's something I never had to do before. And I did it and just handed it to Scotty and handed it to Carl and let them do their magic. And they came up with brilliant melodies for the songs. You know, we had no melodies at all for the songs either, you know, so it was all brand new. And I said, you guys do your thing and do it how you want. Don't do it how Eric would have done it. Do it how you interpret the lyrics. And they did, and they did it brilliantly.
Carl, what was it like for you, you know, interpreting those lyrics, you know, that Eric had written? And
well, you know what was so, I've said it, is Eric had this way of writing that was just really like, he had this prescience, like he could see through layers almost interdimensionally, not to get weird, but I think he had this way of projecting, almost knowing, I don't know if it was coming or just, he could kind of talk to the beyond. And that's the thing with these lyrics. There's power in these words, and it was like him kind of projecting from beyond the grave and speaking to the now and to the future. And if you read those words, you know, if you get a chance not to just listen but to read along, you realize that there's some heavy stuff going on there. And it's almost as if he was calling to the future and saying, you know, this is what's coming. And yeah. I know that sounds super cheesy and crazy, and I'm telling
that was
you,
Eric. That's Eric. Yeah, that's what he did. Eric, and how his lyrics are.
Yeah, here's all his lyrics, just even on the Skull albums and Trouble stuff. I've always been a major fan, and always like, wow, this guy speaks kind of to the beyond, and here we are, you know, all good things. Think about those words, you know, you got to carry on. Like, where was that coming from?
Yeah,
you know, like it was like words of encouragement from beyond the grave, like. Thanks, man. Wow.
Yeah. Some people just, I don't know. It is. It's strange how that happens, you know, that way sometimes. Cover art for the album and for the single. I do have the single. I bought that. I ordered that and got it. I got it the other day on the purple vinyl. Very cool. I love the cover art on this, and I love the cover art on the album. Who came up with these?
Two different artists, as a matter of fact. One artist just happens to sell stuff on... Oh, Jesus. Okay, 1 second. Diego, can I call you back? I'm in the middle of an interview. Love you, bro. I'll call you in an hour, man. Later. That's our driver and merch guy for East Coast that we're leaving tomorrow to do this tour. I'm pretty much the manager, so I got to sort all this shit out. But anyway, one artist, I forgot his name. Henry found him on Instagram. He just does crazy artwork and sells on the bands, you know. He said, hey, you should check out some of this guy's stuff. I looked at all of his stuff and I found one that I kind of liked. I'm like, can you tweak it for me? He's like, oh, absolutely. So he came up with the single cover, which is amazing.
Yeah,
that's very cool.
Few little tweaks. He was honored to do it. His name's on, I can't remember his name. That's killing me. Leonardo of DreamWorks. You can find him on Instagram. He's amazing. But we did that for the single. But I had David DeAndrea already working on the cover for a year before this. He did a lot of the sleep, and he does a lot of like posters. He did all the Psycho Vegas stuff, witchcraft. He did Ohm, Eye on Fire. He's from the West Coast. Great artist. And I saw a painting of his at a friend's store. And I asked if I could use that. And he's like, no, that's already owned by someone else. And I said, can you do something similar to that? And I gave him the whole vibe of what we're doing with the band. And, hello. And he's like, and he sent me the first draft, and it was it. I'm like, oh, I guess you understood what I was looking for.
Yeah.
So I just had to change a little bit of the colors, and that was it. You know, he was he came up for our logo as well.
Very cool.
Dave DeAndrea, man, he is amazing, amazing artist.
You're talking about you're leaving for some shows. This Friday you're playing at what? Widowmaker Brewing in Braintree, Mass, right? Do I have that right?
Yes. Not far from you.
Yeah, not very far at all. And then you Saturday coming out? The 4th. I'd love to, but I'm working.
You gotta wash your hair that night? What are you doing?
Yeah, I gotta wash my hair.
You gotta chase the mooses out of your front yard, right?
There you go. Yeah, I'm on moose patrol that night.
We would be remiss. We'd be remiss if we didn't say we were going on last headlining the pre-party, the opening night to a Desert Fest in New York.
That's tomorrow. Well, Thursday.
Thursday, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So we got to mention that, which is the official kind of album release.
Right.
TP is going to be there in force, on their home turf, and that's the send off for this whole thing. And then the next night, Braintree Widowmaker.
With Dozer, which is
Dozer cool. From Sweden, yeah. And then we're in my neck of the woods, down in North Carolina, in Chapel of Bones,
right down in Raleigh.
Yeah.
And then you got Heavy Chicago in November, and then Ripple Fest in that's
next
in September.
Weekend.
September
yeah,
next weekend in
yeah.
Austin. Yeah.
Yeah,
I got my kind of all over the place here on my dates for your gigs.
Then we're going to figure it out. We're going to sit down and have a band meeting and decide what we're going to do and figure out what we're going to do tour wise and probably hit certain sections of the U.S., you know?
Yeah.
You would periodically, because we all can't just go out for a month anymore like we used to.
Yeah. Yeah. Be nice though, wouldn't it? Just go out and just hit the road and do it.
I'd love to play in Northern Vermont. I love it up there, man.
Yeah.
I play acoustic set on your front porch. I love that area.
All right, anytime. Porch is open.
my sisters, my mom all live up in Maine, man. You know, we could totally relate. So
yeah.
Very, very beautiful up there.
It's coming in about two, three weeks from now. It's gonna be gorgeous with the foliage. So
absolutely.
Wanna jump into a few of the songs and just talk about them. I made a couple of notes on a few of them. Track one, Beyond the Shadow of a Doubt. A long time ago, I saw it was a cheesy sci-fi movie where this meteorite came down and hit a bulldozer, and the bulldozer came to life.
It happens.
The movie was called Killdozer. Do you remember it?
Awesome.
Yeah.
My note is
Killdozer.
Yeah, this has a Killdozer like opening. You know, I mean, this just rumbles, and it just takes you. It's going over you. You know.
That's our boy Lotar on guitar. He wrote that intro, man. And I said, just make the heaviest intro you can come up with for this record.
He did.
And the song, we're trying to do like a Pearl Jam type of song. So
Holy shit. That guy.
No, actually, we weren't. well, but Lotar, he wrote that riff. And me and him usually write all the songs together. And we put that song together and it with that intro. Man, that is a perfect way to start a record.
Yeah. Let him know a killdozer like opening.
I like that. That's our killdozer opening. I love
it. There you go.
That's awesome.
Then
get
we get
a video from the movie and put it on the screen behind us.
Yeah, there you go. It'd be perfect. Of course, then we go into All Good Things. I love the video for this song. Great vibe. You know, like you guys talked about how you met with guys who just could plug in and play the shit out of their instruments and stuff. It looks like you're having fun in this video.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a bunch of friends and family out, and it was St. Patty's Day, and it was at the studio of my good buddy who actually mixes our records, and we just all hung out and drank and ate and had a blast, as it should be, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yes,
all good things.
Yep. Now, you mentioned Lost Soul. Give me a little more on that one. I love that. I love the timing change. It's got a killer guitar solo. To me, it had a very dark sound, but sort of like a positive message at the same time, you know?
Well, always. That's one thing with Eric and me. It's like we're never like, you know, like they call Trouble Christian band. It wasn't that. It's like we just all were about positive, like kind of like Sabbath, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They talk about the yin yang, you know, evil and good, but basically try to give you a positive message. And that's what we need in the world these days. But, The Lost Soul was that's actually the first song I could say that Legions of Doom wrote. Because this is after we had the record. I'm like, we need another song. you know, because we didn't have enough songs, because Eric took a couple of them that we were going to use and put them on a solo record. Fucking guy. But Lothar had all these riffs, and Henry had a bunch of riffs. So we put them together and came up the music for this. You know, me and Lothar kind of arranged it. We're like, okay, this is going to be interesting, you know. And I'm like, then I just kind of just thought about an old relationship I was in, and got real, real drunk on whiskey, and and it touched into the, because I don't do that anymore, you know. It's like, but I used to back then, and it kind of brought my brain into that where I felt way back then and what I was going through, and it just, the lyrics just came out, and I'm like, wow, you know. And it took me 2 days to get the lyrics for that song, and it, yeah, it's about having hope and trying to help somebody, but without being pulled down underwater yourself, you know. It's like when like lifeguards always say, it's like sometimes it's hard to save somebody drowning, because they're going to try to pull you down with them.
Yeah.
And it got to be a point where you can try your best and want to try your best to save them, but at the one point you have to let go.
Mm-hmm.
To save yourself. Absolutely. And that's just how life is, you know. Sometimes some people can't be saved and don't want to be saved.
Carl, do you have any of these songs you're looking forward to performing live, and any one more than the other, or are you psyched to do them all?
I'm super psyched to do them all. I don't want to give away our set, but I can give away our set. Obviously, so right now, I get to sing. We're singing a couple tracks each. Scott Riegers and I are doing like two tracks off the album each, and then we're all legitimately doing our own stuff from the past.
Yeah.
Doing some blind COC stuff. He's doing some old school St. Vitus, which is super fucking rad.
Mm-hmm.
And to hear that with him doing it is incredibly cool. But for me, I don't want Ron to be mad at me, but I love I get to sing like some stuff off of the venerable American recording, you know, the Trouble album that kind of broke them through. And I know he's probably sick to death, these songs.
I'm not. I love that record.
I know. But for me, as like this diehard fan, I was totally aware of them and liked them before that. But that's when they were just like ramping up. And
right. So, yeah, dude, I'm with you, because I'm the fan of Blind. It's one of my favorite records of all time. And I love playing them fucking songs that you played for you. So we're in the same boat there, bro.
Yeah, it's exciting. So, yeah, thank you. No, so it's super cool. I get to like do like stuff off of that, you know, like The Wolf and Psychotic Reaction. You know, not I just said that out loud, but no. So that's super exciting in the set and album wise. I get to do Shadow and All Good Things, and we're just getting started. This is literally our first opening salvo. Is this coming set of shows? So we're just working it out. But I love it all. Honestly.
Talk to me a little bit about Heaven. That one's kind of special. That track. Whoever wants to.
Because Eric, usually every record he would send me acoustic song and say, hey, make this heavy. I'm like, ugh. You know, and I'm like, no. I mean, what? I can make an acoustic song heavy. Just make it louder, you know? Mm-hmm. So I would never do it. Then this last one, he sent it to me a while ago. He says, I really want you to work this, please. And I'm like, okay, I will. You know, and I thought seriously, okay, I'll work on this one. But and after he passed away, you know, he sent me the lyrics way beforehand. So I had the lyrics, which ended up, them lyrics didn't fit that song, because he did a version of it on acoustic singing it. So I'm like, those aren't the right lyrics. Those lyrics ended up, a lot of them going on Hello by All Means, which was the name of the song, Hello by All Means, that he put on Heaven. But he did have Heaven on this acoustic thing he did, called it High Ideas. And it's just him sitting on a chair, playing a guitar and singing with one microphone. And so we had that, but we had to do that new technology like the Beatles use, which is amazing, because Eric was a big Beatles fan, and they did it on a new Beatles song where he had Lennon playing piano and singing, and they were able to separate that. The technology is amazing. So we're able to separate Eric's voice from the guitar, and we got the voice and worked it so it sounded better and clearer, put it to a click track, and Lothar rewrote the song around the vocals. So he did a scratch guitar to it, so we had to record all our parts to that. So Eric's voice was always in the headphones when we were playing our parts. So it was really, the hairs on my arm are standing up. It was really emotional in the studio for all of us hearing that song. So that came about in a weird way, and it worked with the vocals, you know, and it, yeah. And it, you could just hear the emotion in the song and all of us playing.
Yeah, to me, it is brilliant. And to me, and I'm not blowing smoke here. To me, it had sort of like a Zeppelin feel to it, you know, to my ear when I was
it's
listening
kind of
to
probably
it.
Way I played it. I played it like John Paul Jones probably would have played it. Because it was more, because I'm not much of a Beatles fan, don't kill me, but I prefer Stones and Zeppelin, and it was sounding too much like a Beatles song to me. I was in the studio, and I was just kind of, just the emotions of the all we went through, it was just like, fuck, and I just went off and played my ass off, and didn't mean it to overplay, but it ended up, the engineer was like, no, that was great. I'm like, okay. You know, I thought I overplayed a little bit, but I listened to it. I go, wow, that sounds like a Zeppelin song now. So I'm like, okay, I dig it. This is cool. Yeah. One last thing to piss Eric off. It, you know.
The other thing I noticed on this album, brilliant sequencing. It flowed great. Did you guys just sort of piece things together as it went, or did you set things in a certain order?
We always write records like a record. I mean, we write... like, okay, this is going to be the first song. This is going to be the last song. And so basically putting an order of it, I just had a couple songs I wasn't sure of. But yeah, we kind of, we're old school that way where we, you know, write a record, yeah. You know, not just a bunch of songs and throw them together. You know, that's why we know we have the first song. Okay, we're going to put an intro to this. Okay, here's the last song. We want an outro. And these songs are going to go this way. This is going to start side two. And
yeah, I mean, you know, like
I'm into it, man. I'm into it. I love it.
You know, because like the track Before Heaven was Incesticide, which is a real thrasher. You know, so you're kind of like banging, and then it goes into Heaven, and you go, okay, I can breathe. You know,
right? Yeah, it's kind of like a show. You got to like the set list of a show. You got to do that. Oh, you got to get that one, and then, but Heaven is kind of like us saying goodbye to Eric, how we played it, and then the last song, Hello, By All Means, is like his
funeral
procession.
Yeah, it's the funeral.
Everybody else join us in saying goodbye to Eric.
Yeah, and then especially with that outro, it's like you can hear the almost hear the coach and the black horses and the mourners. You know, it's like going down that, like it's going away into the distance. That's how I imagine it. You know.
Yeah. My favorite track on the album was Between Darkness and Dawn. I like that one.
Yeah, the guy in that one sang it pretty good, man.
Who the hell is that guy?
Brilliant vocal performance. Oh my God, Carl, you nailed it.
Talk to us about it, Carl.
You know what? That's the very first song that I heard when we were demoing stuff over a year ago, and I was out there, and I was given the demo versions of that, the original versions, and we were at Lothar's house. He's got this home studio upstairs, and it was just me and Ron and Lothar hanging out and doing our thing and listening. And he's like, hey, just go for it. Just see what you got and hear the words. And I was like, all right. And I just opened my mouth and out it came. And, you know, I felt I was all of a sudden the North Carolina, the Southern boy and the Illinois, you know, like, you know, just north of Chicago there. It's got a little bit of a little bit of that backwoods Southern vibe, I think, a little Ronnie Van Zant thrown in there, not on purpose, just kind of happened, you know, on the verses, and then there's a build, and then it goes somewhere else. It's just an interesting narrative, and all driven by the arc of Eric's words. So I just trying stuff, and it felt good. And initially, what I first kind of just came out with is what we went with it, you know, ultimately.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, Carl, you mentioned, you know, you got Lie Heavy going, Ron. You were sort of wondering if you were going to still be in the business. You got back into it. And I realize I'm rushing this here because the album's coming out this week. What's the future? Is this a one-off deal, or is it going to be a band?
Well, this is the third Skull record. right? Okay. We still have to do a Legion of Doom record, but this is basically the Legions of Doom performing the Skull 3.
Okay.
So it's like we finished it as Legion of Doom, that Skull record. So the Skull is kind of put this side. We're going to do a show once in a while as a Skull, but Legions of Doom is what we're going to do for the immediate future. And I'd love to write a record with these guys as a proper Legion of Doom record, you know?
There's a lot of riffs and ideas, and obviously Lothar and Ron have a ton of stuff, and I got my thing, and then Scott Little, who I've been playing with since 1999, on and off with he was in Leadfoot and King here, and did the COC Blind stuff with me. He was has always been my right hand, just the way that. Ron plays with Lothar. I've been playing with Scott for a long time. So that guy has a mountain of stuff too. So we're all ready to bring it. And Henry Vasquez, good old Henry, he's got a ton of songs and music. So we'll just see what happens.
Hankagram.
You like that? Hankagram.
There you go. Excellent. Well, I look forward, to hearing another one, seeing as I've heard this one already, it's like, give me more.
Yeah, we're ready, man. We're ready.
God willing, man. Hopefully we can make it happen.
Absolutely.
Hey, if the Killdozer don't get us.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
if the Comet don't get us and the Killdozer don't roll over and us.
There you go. You'll be set. Yeah. Awesome. Well, guys, I appreciate your time tonight with everything. It's been a thrill to talk to you. Like I said, this took me back almost 40 years now to when I heard that first first Trouble, the Skull on the radio that night.
I'm happy to be still going here, man.
Absolutely. Keep going for as long as we can, You guys keep making music. I could never play an instrument, but I could play records really good.
There you go. We all have a talent.
And I could talk. So you guys keep putting out the music, and we'll keep doing interviews,
Definitely, brother. Thank you so much. And we'll see you in person one of these days, man. We'll get up. You played Burlington or something. I don't think they have any clubs up there.
You could try for what's the name of the club? It was a club that I saw Higher Ground over in Burlington. They're the ones where I saw Clutch at, so they might bring it. Yeah, definitely.
I like that town. I stayed right in a hotel overlooking the water. I was waiting for the monster to come out of the water, but he never did. Lake Champlain, Nessie or whatever.
Champ, I think they call him now. Champ, yeah. Yeah, you guys get up to Burlington, I definitely will be at that show. But till then, may all your travels be safe and all your shows sold out.
Thank you, brother.
Lance, thank you so much, man. You rock, man. Thank you.
Awesome. I appreciate you both.
Cheers.
Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
So there you go. That was a great interview by Lance with the two members. Trouble is one of my favorite, personally, one of my favorite bands, and the Skull, and now Legions of Doom. And that interview can also be found on our YouTube channel if you want to check out the guys talking there on video. And we will be back again. Our next podcast will be back to our regular format, which is another album, but I don't know what the album is yet, but it'll probably be out again within the week as we're kind of late on this episode releasing. So make sure you check out our website, like I say, and follow us, rate us, and review us on podcasts, as we're going to throw in some interview podcast episodes along with our classic album review episodes. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Goodbye.